This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you're having a great Monday. We certainly are, and the Falcons have concluded an interview with John Harbaugh. Make the hire, Matt. But this process, guys, is far from over. At least it seems that way, as they have already completed interviews over the weekend with Kevin Stefanski. They've talked to Clint Kubiak, Mike Anthony Weaver, the Dolphins DC. They're scheduled to talk to Mike McDaniel, the former head coach of the Dolphins. So they are still going through this process. But as we are here with you at 5:04 on this Monday afternoon, Mike's right. I do have tunnel vision, because I do think the best candidate has been interviewed, at least preliminary. Even if it's just, hey, John, how you doing? Hey, Arthur, Matt, how are you guys? It's good to see you. Greg Beatles, hey, congratulations on your promotion. It's good to talk with you. And then, you know, the next thing that the Falcons office should have, front office should have said, what's it going to cost us? We're willing to do the deal today. That's what I would have done. Now, if this was just John Harbaugh filling things out, which is apparently what they're saying, Mike, that he's filling out teams to get a sense of, hey, maybe this is a team that I'm really interested in. What are the selling points? Because this is what I want to get into. We think this is a really good job. What if John Harbaugh got on the line today and said, hey, guys, good to see you. Tell me why I need to be in Atlanta. What did Matt Ryan say? What did he say? Because to me, Mike, that is the part about this that Falcon fans, me included, just assume, like, dude, you know what's going on. You've seen this team. You've seen the talent. You've seen the All-Pro, AP All-Pro selections. You know what we've got in star power. Why am I sitting here trying to sell you, John? Maybe John just said, you know what, I got a call with the Giants, a call with the Titans coming up. I'm going to talk to the Cardinals. Why do I need to come to Atlanta?
Because we got a great young defense, we got a great young superstar in Bijan, great wide receiver, we got an organization committed to winning, and we got a quarterback.
We got a quarterback. Don't say it like that. We got a quarterback.
Yeah, but you're asking me to say something I couldn't sell, because I couldn't. That's why I didn't want Arthur to sell that and say those definitive. He's our franchise quarterback. Well, maybe you don't see that. He's just coming off of a knee injury.
He's going to be all right.
All right, then you're Matt Ryan. I'll be Harbaugh. So when's this kid going to be ready?
I'm sorry.
When is Penix Jr. going to be ready to play quarterback?
John, he's on schedule, as the doctors have told us. And, you know, I am not a doctor, John. Mr. Blank's not a doctor. Right. No one in this room is, but he's on schedule.
So what's your plan? My first year, I got some tomato can, some journeyman playing quarterback?
That's pretty harsh, John. The kid is much better than a tomato can.
No, Penix is the gap guy to get me there.
Oh, the gap guy. Well, look, this is where we want your expertise. This is where we want you to come in and tell us what you think about the availability of the quarterbacks in the marketplace. And then we, as a collective group, John, because you're our guy, we will make that decision.
Oh, so you want me to bring Snoop Huntley with me from Baltimore?
I did not say that.
No, in all seriousness, we've got a lot of great things here. Jackson Dart, the Giants have that. Now, I think the Giants GM, I think if I'm looking at the Giants and I see Shane, the GM, versus Matt Ryan stepping into this role, I think I'd go over here to us.
I agree with
because
that.
Because the Giants have got a, that you've seen him. He's a putz. You know, Cleveland, that's a bad situation
word,
to step in,
too. Putz
is a good word. He's a putz. But, I mean, you still got to sell him on what we – now, Arthur, look, we got all the bells and whistles. We got all the resources.
And then you know what Mr. Blank does to top this off?
I close. Arthur Blank closes. A, Arthur B, Blank C, closes.
He says – how much do you need? That's what he should have been saying today. Right.
But no, but in all seriousness,
Mike,
John Harbaugh, he's not going to make a decision overnight. And I love it. Yes, you're saying you should never let him leave the building.
Push him.
Yeah, but I still want to talk. I want to have more conversations with Kubiak.
For what?
Because I got to get an offensive mind to get Penix back on track.
Bring him in.
And he's also, by the way, the cool idea with Kubiak. What if Harbaugh doesn't like Ulbrich?
I'm sorry?
What if Harbaugh has his own DC? We like the idea of Ulbrich being retained.
Well,
I mean, what if Munkin's coming? Munkin just had a big falling out with his own quarterback.
Look, this is where this gets interesting. It's interesting you said that. This is because I do think you could probably tell one of these younger coaches in their first opportunity to be a head coach in this league, you might want to take the guy that's here. But an older guy in John Harbaugh who knows everybody and is probably going to get calls, Mike, putting a staff together for Harbaugh is going to be very easy. Respected, guys want to work for him, and he knows everybody. Putting a staff together for one of these other guys who is their first time coaching, it's sort of like, I got to convince you, come on, this is it. And I might take a chance, Mike, on a first-time OC, hint, hint, or a first-time defensive coordinator. Hint, hint. John's not going to do that.
Well, I mean, if you can convince Kubiak to take Ulbrich on as his DC, and you've already got Matt Ryan picking the groceries, real quick, sidebar on this conversation, something we talked about earlier in the program, do you worry that the general manager candidates, that field gets a little thin because Matt's going to be clearly the guy, the most important voice in that room, and you are more of a functionary now as a GM. That's why I said to you last week, why didn't Matt just be the president and GM, surround him with the guys that do all the I-dotting and T-crossing? I mean, because do you feel this is going to help? Or unless he's got a great relationship with Ian Cunningham, that Ian Cunningham, just for example's sake, from Chicago, assistant GM, is willing to come in and be a de facto assistant GM?
What do you mean de facto? Mike, no. These guys are being hired as the general manager. There is no de facto.
But the way the stories have been written, it's like Matt's calling the shots.
No. This is how I'm seeing it.
J-Day, I got this right?
This is how I'm seeing
Matt
it.
Matt is the GM. Help me out.
Wait a minute. Then what do we have a GM's job open for?
Well, I know we were all kind of going through this because Oves has his take. I don't know that that's the case. And here's what I'll say. This is why it's interesting if the Falcons do want John Harbaugh. Because
what do you mean, if?
Right. I hope you don't get disappointed on this one, pal.
That's a huge smoke screen.
But here's the thing. If that's the case, and if there's any validity to Harbaugh's reported demands, let's say he asked high and he's willing to meet somewhere and that GM role is part of the situation.
Right. $20 million guaranteed for him, $10 million for his staff. He wants a big voice in the personnel department.
Why are you looking at me?
That's what your boy wants. We can't give him everything he wants.
Look, this is how I see it. Okay? This is how I see it.
I don't hear Kubiak demanding these things.
Yeah, because he can't. He doesn't have the gravitas that John does.
Right.
This is the difference, Atlanta. We've never hired a guy at this stature.
Okay.
That's the fundamental difference. Let's stop tripping about these guys that haven't done anything. Go get a guy that's done it.
I want the next guy to be here for 10 years. I want the next Sean McVay.
Now,
that's Kubiak.
Now, that may be true. But but here's this is how I see it, seriously. It's Dukes and Bell. You're in the room, and Matt hears from the general manager. Mike, you cannot say whoever we're going to hire is a de facto general manager. You're already disrespecting and marginalizing the position.
Well, they're not getting
that person cannot be a de facto GM.
Well, not even de facto. Matt's a de facto GM. He's just a subservient.
No. Matt's president of football.
But saw the report, though, Carl. The Bears aren't going to get first or third. They're not going to get draft picks if they hire Ian Cunningham because he won't be a GM entitled, I guess.
The league sees it as Matt being the major voice in the personnel department.
Oh, my goodness. So what's his title? Who's this guy we're talking? What's his title going to be?
We don't know.
You're GM and you do what Matt tells you to do, GM.
Unless John Harbaugh does have – if you want John Harbaugh bad enough,
right.
You give him –
What do you mean if?
I'm saying you give him say in what happens with this general manager role. Because maybe Matt is like, let's get these GM and these candidates interviewed. Let's let John have a say in who he likes. Because if that's who you want,
yes.
You're going to give him some of what he wants.
Yeah, you absolutely are. And by the way, I'm fine with that. What I was going to say, because Mike has basically marginalized whoever the hell we're going to bring in here.
We don't know,
saying this is a guy in an empty suit who's sitting in the room who doesn't have
just
anything.
Sit there.
Just sit there. Who doesn't have anything to say.
I'm just going to what I've been reading.
Like Matt's got a damn stick in the guy's back, and he's just a puppet in the room.
He's in his office and play video games all day.
That is not the case.
All right. I hope you're right.
This is how I see it. The general manager does the general manager's job. Okay?
Which apparently is not going to be
okay.
Making all the top decisions. That's going to be Matt's job.
That is recommending the things that they need to do to move this football team forward. And you know what Matt says? I like that. I don't like that. I think we should do that. And then collectively, as you sit there.
Don't even use that.
John Harbaugh, okay?
Don't even use the word collectively.
Right, you want me to make you feel better?
Collaboration?
Yes.
Oh, God.
You want to make you feel better? Clint Kubiak is sitting there, okay? You want me to figure? And they all go, Matt, that's a good idea. We agree with. Okay, we're going to do that. And then you move. Right. But you let a general manager do his job, and you let the head coach set the tone of the team, and Matt is there to oversee all of that. Guys, can I say this? He can't do it all. Matt can't do all this crap.
But he's the president of football, Carl.
I'm telling you.
How many hats is this guy wearing?
That's why I said last week, just make him president and general manager, and then you bring in the assistant.
Too many hats, Mike.
Yeah, because to Carl's point, if you've got someone like John Harbaugh with the experience that he comes to the table, you mean to tell me Matt wouldn't be comfortable letting John and GM
you know what?
Make those type of decisions and Matt just come in and say, I'm cool with that.
I'm glad you said this.
Oh, so now he's a part-time guy. He's Tom Brady.
I'm glad you said this.
His job role is bigger than that.
No, it is bigger. That's why he quit CBS. I'm glad you said this.
But he didn't quit CBS to let somebody else make the decisions.
No, he quit CBS because he's got to respect the job. He can't do all the things he can't do all the things in the building. And to your point, you know what makes Matt's job easier? Having the experience of a John Harbaugh sitting next to him.
No, John Harbaugh's not. What is John Harbaugh? John Harbaugh's a CEO. I mean, come on.
That's what makes his job easier.
Ozzie built the Ravens. Ozzie Newsome and then DaCosta built that Ravens team. That wasn't Harbaugh's job.
Building it is one thing. Hell, we've got a team built. You still have to bring it together and coach it and maximize
it. Well, he didn't make it. I got to be honest with you. He didn't make it work so good the last couple of years. Some of those things began
to look
control.
At you now. You're turning on the guy because you don't like the fact
that
they should hire this guy.
I want Kubiak. I'll take, if it comes down to Harbaugh, I'll be happy. I'll be happier.
You're killing him. Last couple of years, he wasn't damn good.
Well, I don't think it makes
sense.
Honestly, I'm just giving you the devil's advocate side of this.
I mean, you hated playing the devil's advocate.
I'm not comfortable doing it, but it's not my guy. It's easier.
Well, this conversation, though, I'm still confused. I don't know what the GM is going to do.
That's it. See, I read from Arthur's.
You know what?
Conference.
That
Matt has unlimited power, and the GM is looking up at him.
Would you stop with this unlimited power stuff,
Matt Ryan? Unlimited power.
It's not unlimited power.
I'm telling you, that's the way I saw it.
404-726-0929.
What's the GM gonna do, man?
They go
fine. You know what? Then let's not hire one. But this is what I said to you guys. Now you want to make it a sham position? It's not.
Okay.
Don't hire one if you guys feel that way.
We're going to try to get it out of Matt at the press conference about just what exactly he is doing as the president of football.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who is your daddy?
And what does he do?
Guys, you hire a general manager to do general manager things. Matt is overseeing, and Matt is input, and his input is going to be important. But you cannot do all these jobs. He was not hired to do everything. Hell, will you have it, Mike? And Day-Day? You guys want him to coach the team, too? Might as well just put him out on the field and let him coach the team.
He's the president of football, Carl.
You guys are sick.
The general manager answers to the president of football.
Okay. He's going to pull a Ted Turner.
We're coming back in Stinks and Bell.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You guys done marginalizing the GM? It's Dukes and Bell. We're having fun when it comes to this coaching search because the Falcons have done a variety of interviews. And I'm going to let you hear Matt Ryan because he said goodbye to his folks on CBS, but he also said a couple of other things in regards to why he made this decision. But Ed Canoe at Put 'Em Up, See Dukes hits me up. He says, guys, Dukes, he's just doing a courtesy tour. That's what this is? Are you saying he's not interested? He's talking about Harbaugh. He's just doing a courtesy tour
right,
to make sure, you know, that ownership looks good because he interviewed with them. So now he gives 2 cents about Arthur Blank and how Arthur Blank looks. Like, you're either interested in the job or you're not.
Well, a player to be named later on Twitter writes to both of us, the Falcons are pawns. We will be used to make more money for Harbaugh as he will sign with the Giants.
Where is he going? How much money do you think we're...
Well, I mean, again, it's a billionaire's boys club to own these teams, and Arthur can go as deep in the pocket as anybody. So, I mean, if you earmark Harbaugh as your guy, then the bidding war ensues. $20 million was the starting off. It was reported by that our sister station in Cleveland.
Yep.
We'll see. I mean, that may be off by $5 million. I don't know. We'll find out. You like Harbaugh.
I'm the only pawn.
In Game of Life.
In Game of Life.
Yeah. I don't hate the idea of a Harbaugh. I like to see a younger guy. And the fact that he fixes the offense, Ulbrich's on defense.
You hope.
Matt and the GM, a functionary, in title only, as GM, as Matt builds the Falcons.
Yeah, look, and before I let you hear Matt, I want to be clear about this. I said this earlier, and I know many of you, you don't listen for all, you know, 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is. We wish you do, and if you do, great. I don't think we're in a bad position. If we get Harbaugh, great. That's the number one guy just based on the experience and the fact of what he brings. But if you're telling me it's Clint Kubiak, I'm not mad. I said this to Mike earlier. I'm not going to be upset, and I'm not going to be disappointed. And even if you said Kevin Stefanski, which I told you guys last week, is a hot commodity and he's well-respected around the league, and I know it's hard for many of you because you go, he came from a losing organization. Football minds around the NFL see Kevin Stefanski differently than how we as fans go, man, right, he screwed that up, because they know what happened. So if you're telling me, Mike, those are our three choices – I don't think Falcon fans were in a bad spot. But here's the kicker. If you hire one of these other guys and it goes wrong and Harbaugh goes somewhere else and wins, you're going to lose your damn mind.
Yeah, but I mean, the Harbaugh is a better option than Belichick was.
Absolutely.
Things went so south for Belichick those last couple of years in New England. And you know, in the case of Harbaugh, he's in the playoffs. He's probably going to the Super Bowl if Mark Andrews doesn't drop that ball.
I agree.
You know, certainly they got an even money shot. You know, Lamar Jackson is an amazing talent, but he's also frustrated because he turns it over a lot in the playoffs. If you go back and look at some of their big playoff battles, Lamar's had a lot of turnovers. Now, Todd Monken, I don't know how much of this stuff that's been out here the last couple of weeks about Baltimore, they turn into a soap opera. Monken doesn't talk to him. Monken says, that's not true. Harbaugh says, I got a great relationship. Some say he doesn't have a great relationship with Lamar. I don't know. It was probably time for Harbaugh to move on. The good news about Harbaugh, and this a couple of guys brought this up, Andy Reid, you know, who thought Andy Reid was going to have the level of success he had in Kansas City? You know, he was a guy that was famous for never bringing home the bacon in Philly, all those great teams. You know, some of that, unfortunately, you know, Donovan McNabb maybe, you know, came up short in some big moments. But Andy Reid reinvents himself in Kansas City, and he's got the QB. Problem for us is, if Harbaugh wants to reinvent himself, Jackson Dart is maybe a better starting off point in his mind than a banged-up Michael Penix Jr. who's injury-prone. That would be the only reason, because the money's going to be the money.
The money's going to be the money.
And I do that maybe Matt's not a proven piece, but Shane, I should say, with the Giants, is kind of a knucklehead. And I wouldn't want to be working with him knowing that my unless the Giants are going to acquiesce and give Harbaugh all that control he wants.
Yeah, I agree with you on this. This is not going to be $10 million more dollars for Harbaugh, okay? And as my man Charles Barkley says, there's nothing I can't do with $5 million that I can't do with $6 million, okay? So the reality is, even if it's a little bit more, for Harbaugh, that is the big decision decider part of this equation that Mike just laid out. And if he feels that way, because, guys, every coach in this league, the ones that have done it, and especially the ones that have really done it at a high level, will tell you, if they had to do it again, and if you went somewhere where you had to build it and you hope that the quarterback you drafted was the guy, they will tell you, I won't do this again unless I know I'm going into a situation where I have a quarterback, because they know how hard that is. So that is a big decision part in this. It's not that this job's not attractive. But Mike's right about that. Like, if that's the deciding factor, it's not going to be because the Giants paying $5 million more. That's not happening. He's going to get the going rate, whatever that is, for Jim Harbaugh. And by the way, let me tell you another secret. His agent has already told all these teams what that number is. So if you're interested,
right,
come to the table. You know what you're looking at. Nobody's coming to this blindsided.
Right. And look, after Dan Quinn, like, we all know what Dan almost got us to, but those last couple of years, Arthur hung on too long. Should have jettisoned Quinn after 18. But after Dan Quinn and Arthur Smith, you know, and then, you know, Raheem Morris, yeah, he brings that stability. You get a guy who gets it. I mean, that CEO mindset. And there's nothing wrong with that. I just like Stefanski because I got to, first things first, if you believe in Penix Jr., you got to get him back on track.
You do.
And you need somebody who comes in with an offensive mindset. I love the Shanahan tree, and that because of the familiarity with presumably Ulbrich. I think that keeps Ulbrich in here. Some Falcon fans, that makes them happy. You know, and then as we said, Matt and his GM go cook and go buy some groceries. But I don't know if some people are, maybe I'm too hung up on the Penix thing. Maybe the coach looks at it and does Harbaugh or another candidate, does Stefanski say, I can totally fix Penix. Look at all the quarterbacks I went through. I mean, or does Stefanski have the balls to say to Matt, I got to be honest, I don't see it in Penix Jr.
Okay, but wait a minute. I mean, are we misinterpreting this when you say fix him?
He's got to be better than what he's been.
He's got to play better.
He's got to be healthy, number one.
But he's not broke.
Well, he's not great either.
But when you say fix him, you make it sound like this is a reclamation project.
He's under 60% completion percentage for his career. His third down percentage is abysmal.
12 starts is not enough.
14 games in his career. Cannot play under center as of yet consistently. That's got to be fixed.
12 starts is not enough. But he's not broke. And when we interpret it that way, you're saying, I had a broke-ass quarterback who couldn't do a damn thing, and I need a coach in here who can fix
it. But I don't think people outside of Atlanta think Michael Penix is anything more than the next Mitch Trubisky. No one knows what this guy is.
No, I don't.
And I don't think anybody feels he's that good outside of the fans here in Atlanta that would want him to be good. And I learned my lesson with Desmond Ridder. Wanting somebody to be the guy doesn't make him the guy.
No, it doesn't. No. I think he has a lot of upside, but I don't know either. Look.
And the injury thing is real.
You can't deny it. I mean, the injury report is the injury report. Let's hear Matt Ryan. I want you to play this for me, when he talks about what can you expect from the Falcons with him as the president of football.
You want to be in the mix in the playoffs, and it's been too long there, and we're going to work really hard and find the right people to get us back into that position to be successful. But you guys know it, football, it's about the people. The building is about the people. There's a lot of really good people in that building that are already there. It starts at the top with Arthur Blank, and I'm fortunate to be in this position, excited about the opportunity, and ready to get started.
Okay, Snake Eyes hits me up. He says, Dukes, man, first of all, brother, calm down. Matt's had the job for 3 days. 3 days?
Yep.
You believe that? You don't think that he knew this was going down months ago?
Carl, there's a process for everything.
Get out of here.
I mean, the
Snake Eyes, you're fooling yourself.
Folks believe what they read. They don't think outside the lines.
Come on.
People have been cowed in 2025 to only... I only saw it on Twitter. No, Carl's right. Arthur Blank's been talking to Matt for... This just happened.
This is old news. Y'all act like he just walked into the facility and went, where do I go eat?
Right.
Y'all are tripping. But he's known this. And by the way, if you've known this, even though Mike's right, you had to go through the process of the interviews and doing things the right way through the league, you don't think Matt's been working behind the scenes and planning and talking to folks? Come on, man. This is not like he's been on the job 3 days.
Well,
technically, yes.
For instance, does Harbaugh bring Todd Monken with him? Cleet hits us up. Our buddy Cleet Holmes goes, wild how Monken got all the flowers for unlocking Lamar as a passer last year. First time going over 4,000 yards, and now he's like an idiot. You know, he's another drop pass from a Super Bowl. I agree. No, I like Monken. It's just I'd like to get to the facts, and nobody seems to know what exactly happened in Baltimore in that soap opera. Was he not talking to his own quarterback? Was his quarterback tuning him out? Does the quarterback need to take more responsibility in his job?
You're talking about Monken?
Yeah, Monken with Lamar Jackson. I don't know. But, I mean, one thing for certain, Monken is a brilliant offensive mind. And if Penix can stay healthy, he might be the guy to turn Michael Penix Jr. into a Pro Bowler, Carl. And that's attracted to a lot of fans, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but we're going to need him to be that, Mike. We're going to need if Penix is here, we're going to need him to play like a Pro Bowl level type quarterback. And even better, I believe. But it's not as if his job isn't going to be easier with the weapons we have.
Right.
And we got to get better around him, too, by the way. I mean, say what you want. I'll preach this until we draft one in the spring. We don't have a deep threat that scares anybody in the NFL.
No, that's going to be addressed in the draft. And again, if you're already doing mock drafts, please, go outside. See a movie. Walk your dog, Carl. Talk to your wife.
Go outside.
There's plenty of time to get there. But, yeah, I think an athletic wide receiver to complement Drake London and move on, if I did, I got to be honest, I'm moving on from Mooney.
All right, she did the sweetest thing, and boy, people are reacting. We'll let you hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Look, we've been talking a lot today, and rightfully so, about the Falcons. This is a very fluid story. You need to be here each and every day and listening to Dukes and Bell as this news could break at any moment. We also talked a lot about Trae Young and the trade and how well the Hawks have looked. They've won three in a row. They'll play the Lakers and Portland on Tuesday and Thursday as the West Coast trip continues. We have playoff football tonight. Wild Card Weekend wraps up. Houston at Pittsburgh. Mike and I will give you our thoughts coming up. But before we do, over the weekend, as Jacksonville lost their playoff game, there is a lovely lady. Her name is Lynn Jones. She's been covering the Jacksonville Jaguars with the Free Press News in Jacksonville for many years. She's a credible journalist. And the comments that she said after the game to head coach Leon Cohen, Mike, has a lot of people upset because they said it wasn't the time nor the place to do what she did. Here is what she said to the coach. And by the way, everyone was waiting for a question. There wasn't one. She just wanted him to know this.
I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you
it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank
and ladies
you,
and gentlemen, Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You, ma'am.
You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, I mean, again, she has been, presumed in a locker, maybe not. She is associate editor for the Jacksonville Free Press. Doesn't say that she's actually covering the Jaguars, Carl, but I felt like, okay, even if she didn't know that's not really the protocol, that's something you generally would say to the coach off mic, it's not a federal case. I couldn't believe how people in the media just started jumping all over this woman. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Nobody got hurt.
She's just a sweet lady, and if she didn't know the procedures, big whoop. But I thought it was a genuine moment, and Liam Cohen was being polite, too.
Absolutely. Mike, and here's the deal. As I say, she's been in that marketplace a long time. She knows and has been around. You know, the thing with this is etiquette, right? It is, what are you doing at these press conferences, and what are you asking? And a lot of folks said, look, the time to do that is to pull the coach aside and say, hey, by the way.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Let me tell you something. You don't get that opportunity. Okay? I've covered a billion press conferences in my career. Very rarely, especially after a coach has just lost a game, you're going to go, hey, coach, by the way, unless you are boys. And even right. then, it is rare. So the idea that she could have pulled him aside in that moment and said, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know, as sweet as that was, it's unrealistic. Here's the other part that bugs me, Mike. This isn't the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. We've evolved. Press conferences have evolved. Have you watched press conferences now? They don't look or feel anything like they used to. So for everybody that's killing this wonderful woman, for congratulating him on a terrific season, Leon Cohen, guys, took over a crappy team and took them to the playoffs, and they just had one of the best seasons they've ever had. And I just did not have an issue with this, but so many people are like, oh, journalism. What journalism ethics are we talking about in 2026?
We see at the Super Bowl, they've turned media night into a fiasco.
Correct.
You've got people from, you know, that don't even cover sports asking jerky questions and everything for shock value. And you know, it is what it is. So, like I said, I was blown away when I saw, like, the whole thread on social media last night. It's like, she's just, again, it's an innocuous comment. It's no big deal. The people that are so miserable in our business, you know what I mean? They went in. It was like, come on, man. Of all the things they could have said about. And by the way, I've heard some real jerky questions asked by people that should know what they're doing in that room over the years.
Oh, totally. Totally right.
That make you cringe.
So, as you may or may not have seen, but we wanted to share that with you because it got, I mean, it's just one of those weird things that, like, okay, it had nothing really to do with the game or why Jackson. Like, this took a life of its own. Right. And people were like, oh.
Got mean-spirited on social media.
Yes, how dare this woman? Who is she? She's been around the media a long time and covered the media. I just feel like, or cover the teams, I just feel like it was an overreaction to a situation where, Mike, I have a problem with it. Maybe we need a little bit more of this, right. You know?
I mean, hell, like you said, we got little kids now doing media. I mean, everything you see around the Super Bowl and all that is kind of, as far as lowered the bar for seriousness. Now, again, if you are on deadline, give me a friggin' break, okay? Everything's digital now. So, I mean, if you had to wait 30 seconds to have the lady say what she said, then get on to your question.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
And by the way, Mike and I talk about this, and I think one of the reasons why you guys, you know, dig us, is at heart we are fans. We're at these games, right? We give you and wear our heart on our sleeves when it comes to these teams. We celebrate the wins and the losses, and you know, we're distraught when they lose, and we celebrate the wins. We're a part of the media. And you see this in press boxes these days where guys are taking videos of the right. team and, oh, man, I've been covering the Bills for 20 years. This is incredible. The Bills win. What kind of crap is that? Is that etiquette? So I had an issue with it this morning when I said, man, these people going in on this wonderful lady who just wanted to hit the coach and know, hey, thank you. People are talking about our team, and I'm happy about that, and I want you to know you did a great job. And he was so kind about it. It just wasn't a big deal. That's all.
Right. Hey, man, tonight, one guy wants us to hire Mike Tomlin. We had to inform this folks on Twitter that he still has a job, and I don't believe he gets fired if they lose tonight. You don't think Tomlin gets fired?
No,
that's
not
going to happen.
Well, but remember, who was it? Our buddy Steve Weiss said, if he leaves, it will be an agreement like – I think it's time. And the Steelers go, right. Okay, fine. But they're not firing Mike
Tomlin. In which case,
Tomlin.
It would be, for me, Mike Tomlin would become my number one head coach. But in the case of Harbaugh, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line.
Hey, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. Tomlin, the culture changed the
heartbeat.
Whole shebang.
In a heartbeat.
I mean, look, this guy is well-equipped to handle it. Think of all the knuckleheads and meatheads from Le'Veon Bell to Antonio yes. Brown and Juju Smith and every other nitwit that played wide receiver there.
He just doesn't take any crap to allow things to seep into the locker room that could be destructive. By the way, if A.J. Brown played for Mike Tomlin, he would have been traded already.
Right. Or they would have, I don't know, he would have actually had that sit down that Sirianni apparently never really did.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts, and we said this earlier because if you missed it, we went all around the NFL playoffs earlier in the show. That Eagles thing, you got to give serious consideration. I know, how do you fire a coach who won a Super Bowl 2 years after? It's broken. There's no way the Eagles should look that bad at home against San Francisco on offense. But A.J. Brown's, again, next time, by the way, A.J., your belly ache about the catches. How about catching the ball? You know, I get it, Carl. They don't throw him the ball enough in the regular season. He was horrible. Horrible. How about with the season on the line? What's he do? Alligator arms.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Well, you
and then Sirianni, what the hell? And why was Sirianni screaming at him to get off the field and turn that into a fiasco?
Well, he screamed at him because he didn't catch the ball, but you cannot moan and call people out the way A.J. Brown did throughout the course of the season. This goes back to last season also.
Right. That was soap opera last year.
And then have moments like yesterday, two big drops, two huge drops. And so I'm not going to tell you the game, you know, was his fault why they lost. The Eagles' offense is broken right now, and that's why that kid that Mike played, Kevin Petullo's the offensive coordinator. He wants him gone. He's not the only one. Everybody's like, dude, can we get our old OCs back? You know, Shane Steichen, can you come back? No, he's got a head coaching job. You know, the other guy, oh, can we get him back? No, he's in New Orleans now. Okay. Who can run this offense? So I think, Mike, he's not going to be there when the season rolls around next year. I do not see A.J. Brown there. Regardless of whatever Nick Sirianni said. And more importantly, I just feel like what you said earlier in regards to Jalen, how much of this is on him to right. fix what is going on? Or is this just a function of, why did this offense look so good last year, and now is Saquon just worn down? And right. you can't do the things you did. Like the offensive line, there's not a lot to change, but you didn't look like you did last year.
Well, you and I are big fans of Jalen Hurts, but I mean, when you become like almost like a liability in that offense, just a nightmare. A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line before we get out of here tonight. Chris has got the Gap Show before we get Monday Night Football, speaking of those Steelers. A lot of guys feel that Harbaugh is what we need, Carl. A lot of guys agree with you saying we don't need a guy who's learning on the job.
That's what you're
as
getting.
A first-time head coach.
That's what you're getting.
And after having two of those, and well, Raheem, you know, it was what it was. I mean, Raheem, it almost felt like – Raheem coached like a guy who'd never been a head coach, if we're honest, at times. Clock management, the assistants he hired, that's why he got. But, yeah, that would be certainly a breath of fresh air with a guy who's been there, done that. And as we said, Arthur Blank has never hired, with the exception of Raheem, a full-time coach who'd been a head coach before. Everybody else, from Dan Quinn and Smitty.
Well, they have, you know, he's not
Moore Jr.
What he's not done is hired a Super Bowl winning coach.
Right. But nobody else had ever been a head coach that he hired before Raheem Morris.
And what was so appealing about Belichick is he fit that criteria.
Right.
That's why
Belichick's brand had taken such a hit.
Yes. But it was like, oh, well, he's a Super Bowl winning coach. But he's never had that. And by the way, it doesn't happen all the time in your coaching cycle that those two things coincide. But that's what he's not done. It's always been, Mike, we're at the craps table. I'm going to roll the dice and hope this works.
And if you don't want Kubiak, that would be the mindset behind that. I just feel if you do your interview process, you trust what you got out of the interview process, and if you feel Kubiak is that guy, then you do roll the dice, but that would be the argument against it. Richard Donlin hits us up, Carl and Mike. He goes, he's a good head coach, be a great choice. He said he's a victim of can't fire the whole team, so they fired the coach. Talking about up in Baltimore.
I totally agree with that. And then on top of that, behind the scenes, now we know he was dealing with the OC and the quarterback situation, which, by the way, they did a really good job of keeping that under wraps until that article came out,
right?
Which now it painted Lamar one way when, in fact, we kind of now know the OC had as much to do with that as Lamar maybe had. Maybe Lamar was reacting to the way Todd Monken was treating him.
Right.
And that was why he was tuned out and guys were seeing what they were seeing. And then they report that to some dude who writes it. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, Lamar, you know, this is why they're losing. Okay, well, maybe it goes a little bit deeper than that.
Right.
All right, man. Tomorrow we are back. Who knows what happens? Who knows what happens? Seriously.
Like, now, again, if you want Kubiak, it's going to take a minute. If you could right now, technically, you could throw money at Harbaugh or Stefanski, for that matter.
Either or.
And lock them up.
Either or. And
if they want to play ball with you.
If they want to play ball. But I think this is probably going to go on another week or so just because and by the way, I said this last week. I think Harbaugh's the domino that falls first. Once he makes a decision, then everything else is going to fall into line, whether that's with us or somebody else, by the way. That's how I feel. And I think all these other teams, they have a pecking order too. So they want to see where their guy is going to fall. And, Mike, I don't want to have to offer a guy that's fifth on my list unless I absolutely have to.
Right.
And we don't know what these lists look like.
But that's the other thing. As this drags, I do think Falcon fans expect.
Right now.
Right. They want. I know you. I know I do. You do.
Matt,
man.
Make the hire, Matt.
But I mean, but folks are looking for some closure on this immediately. I'm not sure we're going to get that necessarily.
No, you're right. You're right. All right.
I just want to get that notification that Mike McDaniel finished his interview tonight with the Falcons. That's what I'm waiting for, Carl.
Hey, bro.
Is he supposed to talk to him tonight? Mike?
It all started when I was an assistant.
Kid.
I was an assistant. Matt, do you remember me? I got coffee for you once.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like,
have you already boarded the plane?
What? Did he already board the plane? Look, we said this. We like Mike as a part of this staff.
Right. If Harbaugh said, I'm gonna take a staff, I'm done with Monken, I'm gonna take McDaniel, and you got McDaniel running this thing, I'm down with that because McDaniel can again.
He's creative, man.
All right, I won't say fix, I want to trigger you. Get the most out of Penix Jr.
Yes. Thank you. I'm just saying, like, when you say he's broke, we got a broke-ass quarterback. Well, I'm like, wait a minute.
I know, man. Carolina game.
Like, this dude is Humpty Dumpty.
He's pretty freaking broke to me in that Carolina game.
He was broke. But the whole team was.
Yeah.
You lose 30 to nothing. All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Let's clear our throat. That's how I'd start the McDaniel interview. Look here, kid. We got our man Connor Riley tomorrow. I'm so caught up in this Harbaugh thing. I got to make some calls. We got Connor Riley tomorrow. No, we do not. All right. I'm just wondering. We are getting ready for the national championship.
You will hear from Matt Ryan, too. Matt Ryan's presser. Well, so we'll have all the audio from that.
That's the big one tomorrow, guys, by the way, because he got hired over the weekend, but we finally get a chance to hear from him. And Mike's right. We're going to be all over that, talking about all the things that he said in regards to how he wants to do this with this franchise. Hawks back in action tomorrow as well. They get the Lakers. We'll talk more about that as this team is meshing. It's kind of weird, right?
Right.
But it's meshing. So make sure you're here. Lots to get to. All right, Big O, great job. Day-Day, great job. Day-Day, glad you got recognized today in our company meeting because you deserve that. And for everybody on the staff that got recognized, everybody that's listening, you guys all deserve it. So congratulations.
Right on.
All right, man. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, a cautionary tale for Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, who is purported to be thinking about screwing around with Major League Baseball's schedule into a split season. That was last week. NASCAR said, guess what? Our little playoff format was stupid and killed the ratings. We're going to go back to the chase format.
Hey.
Yeah, they just announced, man, so they're going to go back.
That's big.
Yes, they are. It's going to come down to the end of the day, the guy with the most points is going to win. 10-race format, the top 16 drivers in the regular season standings. Not that complicated. You can't turn race car driving into playoff football or baseball. So you can't. And sometimes you can't reinvent the wheel. Your sport has to stand on its own merit. Either the fans accept it or they don't. Don't try to turn it into something it isn't.
That's a good point. I don't think he's any good. That's just me. Nebraska transfer quarterback Dylan Raiola has committed to Oregon. He announced it on social media today. Guys, you remember Dylan Raiola, who committed to Georgia, then left and committed to Nebraska. Now he's left, and now he's committed to Oregon. Here's the kicker. Dante Moore, the Oregon quarterback, who I think should come back to school, has not decided if he's declaring for the draft. But even if he does, or doesn't, should I say, the Ducks are saying Raiola could go up there, Mike, and redshirt next season, then take over after Dante Moore leaves for the NFL after next season. how long is Dylan Raiola going to be in school? Here we go again. I just don't think he's that good, but that's me. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you just lost a shot at a 10th year of eligibility.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.